Well, it's appropriate then we're now joined by our next guest. He's the member for the seat of Bowman in Queensland. He's very concerned about the future of Australia Day. Henry Pike, MP, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's interesting. We just got that call from Paul there, and he says, you know, Target, which is a discount retailer, is no longer selling any Australia Day merchandise.
Well, I've noticed this trend emerging where corporate Australia sort of turns its back on things that it thinks are unpalatable or, politically unpopular. But my sense of it is that, their consumers, the people who are actually wanting to consume these products. So, my kids love going out and buying all the Australia Day tattoos and thongs and everything else as we head towards the big day. So I don't understand why they want to shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, okay. So well, what are you trying to do? You want a legislation to be passed to preserve Australia Day or to keep it as is?
That's right. So I've got a bill that I've drafted, which essentially takes the provisions that we currently have to protect the Australian flag and puts it in place to protect Australia Day. So if a government ever actually wanted to go and change our flag, they have to put it before the people in a plebiscite. And that's exactly what I think should be in place for Australia Day, so that a government doesn't just decide one day that they're going to potentially follow Target's lead and cancel Australia Day.
Given anything Parliament legislates, Parliament can unlegislate. So if you have a piece of legislation that says keep Australia Day on January the 26th, a future Parliament could undo that. Wouldn't you, to sort of stop that, wouldn't you have to change the constitution, like have a referendum on the issue?
Well, you're quite right that a future parliament could overturn that and decide to pursue it, but it would be very politically unpalatable for them to do that, because it would mean taking the decision away from the Australian people and taking that power upon themselves. So I think that it would be a very tall order for a government to do that. And they've left the Flags Act protection there alone. So I think that it would be, my sense of it is that it would be a step too far for any government.
Do you think young people, I'm talking about kids at school and I guess teenagers and people in their early 20s at university and so forth, are they taught to be ashamed of Australia, to think that Australia is a pretty awful place?
Well, I found it quite interesting. I've got a very different response from audiences on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page to this concept. I've had a lot of younger people saying that they supported change, but then I've also had a lot of younger people saying they support it the way it is. So I haven't seen any specific polling which says that there is empirical evidence that there's a different view, but certainly my sense of it is that through the education system now, people are being indoctrinated with this sort of negative view of Australia Day on the 26th of January.
But the weird thing is I live in a part of Melbourne which has a very high proportion of immigrants, and I just wandering about, speak to a lot of people, and the impression I get from most of them is they think Australia is a fabulous place. We're talking about people from Africa, from India, from other parts of Asia and so forth, and they're really proud of it. Like they want to get their citizenship, they want to have their citizenship ceremony on Australia Day, and some of them don't understand why Australians sort of are so down on their own country when compared to some of the places they've come from, it's an absolute paradise.
Absolutely. I attend all our citizenship ceremonies in my neck of the woods in Queensland, and you're quite right. The absolute relief of these new citizens to be able to come to this country and be officially part of it. They are just so proud and very happy to be waving an Australian flag and be there on Australia Day.
So going back to your proposed bill, what you want to do is you want a bill that would say Australia Day remains January the 26th, and this can only be changed if we have a plebiscite, like a non-constitutional referendum, put to the Australian people.
That's right. So that's how we changed our national anthem back in the 70s.
Yep.
And I think that way we can ensure that it's actually a decision of the people rather than politicians sort of giving in to pressure from woke quarters.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Henry Pike, Liberal MP for Bowman in Queensland. Well, good luck to him. And I think it's a good idea. I do. But I just suspect that in places like here in Victoria, where we tend to be very left-winged, not everybody, but on average we are, I think people want to get rid of Australia Day. A lot do. A lot don't, but a lot do.